You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, this is Adam Torres, and I'm here to tell you that it has never been easier to start your very own podcast. At Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories that matter. That means we want to help you start your podcast because your story matters. We can do this in three different ways. One, join our podcast school and take a free or paid course. Two, visit our resources page where we've already figured out what you need, such as where to host your podcast. Or three, heck, we can even do everything for you through our podcast agency, including editing for cheaper than you can do in-house. Oh, and no contracts, services month to month. Get started by heading over to missionmatters.com and click on Start a Podcast. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedules, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Kara Duffy on the line, and she is founder over at Kara Duffy Coaching and Consulting. She's also founder of Powerful Ladies and the host of the Powerful Ladies podcast. Kara, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, man, I love having other podcasters on the line. I'm excited to get into your podcast and also your business. But before we do that, let's just dive right in and tell us a little bit more about what you're doing over at Powerful Ladies, please.
Yeah, sure. I'd love to. So Powerful Ladies exists to empower women and entrepreneurs to not just live your best business, but your best life. I really think that they go together. So we have a podcast. We have an online community. We have tools, resources. I do courses all the time. And yeah, it's for all powerful ladies and powerful entrepreneurs.
That's awesome. Let's switch it up a bit. So let's dive into today's topic. So because I know that you've done this well with Powerful Ladies and with other projects in your career. So the importance of building an online community. I mean, I find it very important. If without our online community, we're nothing over here at Mission Matters. I always say that. I'm like, all these downloads, all these other things we do without our online community, I don't even know how we do it. So where do you want to start with this one? This is a good topic.
Yeah, no, an online community is so important, especially for any entrepreneur that cares about really getting feedback right away, knowing that they're making an impact and seeing the progress that their clients and customers are making. An online community gives you so many benefits in so many ways. I love it because I get to interact directly with the people who are part of the Powerful Ladies Thrive Collective, our online community. But it gives you access to so many other income streams, your value ladder, and also having advocates for your business. People who love what you're doing in your communities, they go out and they become, preaching about what your services are and what you provide them, and it can change everything. It's also a great way to allow people access to you, and especially if your price points are higher. Like me as a private coach, it's much easier to get access to me and the services we offer through Powerful Ladies than private coaching. So it gives people an access point. I'm a big believer that if you are an entrepreneur who is committed to making a difference, that service is your underlying value. And an online community allows you to provide service at such a different level than you can in a lot of other products and services that you would offer.
What are some of the, and I'm asking this question because I don't want to assume. So the online community is a new thing for many people. So my best way to liken it is to say, you know, think about your old fashioned, or not old fashioned, but because they still exist, but think about your traditional, that's the right word, Chamber of Commerce or something of that nature, where that's your little community, that's your business community. You might go in there, or Rotary or something else. You might go there once a month. You might go there once a quarter. You might go there once a week, depending on the type of organization. And that tended to be your community, and it wasn't, you know, it wasn't real time like what you're mentioning, but that was the original, in my opinion. And then it kind of evolved into this online community space. Can you define maybe what the online community means to you, or it's meant to you, and what are some of those kind of key traits and or things or themes that make an online community successful?
Yeah, of course. So to me, you know, selfishly, as an entrepreneur, when you take the leap to do your own thing, you feel very isolated. You can feel isolated because you are working from home suddenly, though we all are right now. You can feel disconnected from anyone else that you're related to who's in the corporate space or who just isn't doing this crazy idea of chasing your dreams to become an entrepreneur. So an online community is so valuable because it allows you to connect with like-minded people regardless of what topic it is. Additionally, an online community parallels with the fastest growing industry we have today, which is the knowledge sharing industry, between online courses, masterminds, coaching. It's the fastest growing industry, and an online community allows you to share what you know with like-minded people with a lot less pressure. You don't need to be the coach. You don't need to be the teacher. You're just bringing people together who have a similar goal or a shared passion, and people will be so excited about that. People are craving connection and community. People want to collaborate. They want to brainstorm together, and if you offer them the space to do that, it's a much bigger value than we think it is, and often people are pricing their communities too low. So there's so much value that you can give people when you just allow and create a space for people to connect, ask questions, and support each other.
Yeah, I love that. And I think it's, I admittedly did not understand the importance of an online community. So, I mean, I've been in this business now, media going on 4 years, and really only in the last year have we started the online community and some of those other things. And at first I thought about it and I'm like, oh, it's another thing to do. Like, it's just hard and it's this and it's that. And I think some of the entrepreneurs out there or business owners, especially traditional business owners that maybe have a brick and mortar or something else might be thinking the same thing. Like, it's such a hard thing to do. But the thing that I found that was so interesting is when, as the community got more engaged or it kind of takes on a life of its own. Like, it doesn't maybe start immediately day one. It might, depending on your brand value and recognition and, you know, how much of an advocate your community is for what you're doing. But it takes on a life of its own. So there's people in the community that are more active than I am. And I'm like, I check into my own community to see what's going on with what we're doing, because I'm like, because things happen so fast and there's other people that are involved and we try to do all we can to support, but it really does become its own thing.
It totally does. And that's honestly the secret, I think. If you have an online community, a successful online community doesn't need you there 24/7. You create the structure, the game that they're playing together, you get the ball rolling. And ultimately, your responsibility is to keep the momentum going, keep the value going for people who are there, but give them space to play. Like, there's so many possibilities. And any investment that you might spend, and most online communities are very inexpensive, if not free, to start. You get so much back in market research. You get so much back in feedback from your ideal clients and customers. It is so worth having an online community, even if it does require some time in the beginning to start it up. You will be amazed at how much you get, you give and gain equally when you have an online community as a business owner.
Well, well said. I love it. And I'm a huge advocate. And after seeing what's taken place after doing it, that's one of the main things I tell people is, hey, do you have an online community? Hey, did you start it? And they're like, oh, I don't know if that's right for you. I'm like, yeah, it's right for you. Do it. It doesn't matter. I don't care if you're a new business and your online community is doing your mom. You start it. She's the first person that helped you with anything. Yeah. Then you start it. Either way, I don't care. And you get your newsletter done and you start that community because it's needed. And people need you and people want to hear from you, and you'll never know that unless you do it. So I love it. I love what you're doing. Kara, let's switch it up. I want to talk about the podcast. So I know you mentioned you had a podcast. Love supporting other podcasters and growing that amazing podcasting community. Huge advocate for the community as a whole. What kind of content, because I want my listeners to definitely go check you out, what kind of content can they expect over at the Powerful Ladies Podcast?
Yeah, we interview incredible, inspiring people. So we have entrepreneurs, athletes, chefs, people who are entrepreneurial minded that are curating the life of their dreams. You know, being a powerful lady isn't just about having a successful business or having a successful career. It really is about mapping out your life to be totally your design, where you are amazed every day that that's the incredible life that you have. So those are the guests that we bring on. You know, we've had some incredible authors like Sasha Sagan. We've had comedians like Cameron Esposito, as well as women that you've never met and you should, plus power couples, and a few powerful gentlemen have been mixed in there too. Just people who are up to not just thriving in life, but also paying it forward and hoping to inspire and help out other people along the way.
Wow, what an inspiring story. I love it. It's awesome. So, Kara, if somebody is listening to this and they want more information on Powerful Ladies or on Kara Duffy coaching and consulting or listening to the Powerful Ladies podcast, whole lot going on here. What's the best way for them to connect with you and your brand and your community?
Perfect. Well, we have two one-stop shops for everything. You can go to thepowerfulladies.com, and there you'll find out about our podcast, the online community, and even access to me as a private coach and consultant. And then, of course, Instagram is always a great place to go, and it's just at powerfulladies.
Fantastic. Well, Kara, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background, all the great stuff you're doing and your work. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments in the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Kara, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.